Hello?
Hi, this is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line. Her name is Jennifer Phillips.
Okay, and then is her phone number the 662 number?
That's right, 662-769-1423.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Yes, hello, Jennifer. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, let me try to make this quick here for you. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with the claim?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. And then I'm assuming, you have signed documents or you have not signed documents?
I have not.
Okay, got it. Now, is this claim for yourself, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir, myself.
Yes, okay, let me see here. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you remember your date of diagnosis?
Date of diagnosis was March when I started, or the date I was diagnosed.
When you were diagnosed with meningioma?
It was June 20, 2005.
June 20, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that 6/20/2005 was when you were diagnosed with meningioma. What is your date of birth, Jennifer?
10/16/1973.
Okay, your date of birth is October 16, 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera or no?
I don't know no one else.
No? Okay, let me see here.
At this moment.
No, that's okay. Now, did you use the name brand contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Depo Provera.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I'm assuming that you did use Depo Provera after 1992, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo Provera?
When did I start it? March 2000.
Okay. You started using it in March of the year 2000. Just because I need to put a day, what day would you like me to put?
I think it was on Monday.
What was that?
You said a day? A day?
A day.
Like Monday?
Like was it the 1st, 2nd, the 15th, the 20th, like that?
Oh, okay, the date. You can say the 1st.
The 1st? Okay, yeah, we can do that just to make it simple. So you started using it March 1st of 2020, or of 2000, excuse me. When did you stop using it?
When I stopped using it?
Yes.
I stopped May of 2005.
May of 2005. 05. Mm-hmm. 2005. Yes. Do you want me to just put the first for the day as well?
You can.
Yes, okay. Thank you for that. So 5/1/05 was when you stopped using it. Let me see here. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Okay. And then first name is Jennifer, spelled Jenniffer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Do you have a middle name?
Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. Okay. Lynn. Mm-hmm. And then last name is Phillips, spelled the way it is, Phillips.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
Do I have a who? No, sir.
A suffix. No? Okay. And then, Jennifer, what is your social, please?
428-27-7775.
Okay. Let me just repeat it back to you. You said 428-27-7775?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. And then for your primary contact email, I have it as jphillips777-56@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then your primary phone number, I have it as 662-769-1423.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then is this a cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay, what's your preferred way of contact? A call, text, or email?
Text or email, either one of
them. Text or email? Okay. If we had to give you a call, when is the best time to reach you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Morning.
Mornings? Okay. And then what is your primary address now?
51 Shepherd Road.
How do you spell? You said 51 Shepherd. And then Shepherd? Oh.
S-H-E-P-A-R-D. H-E-R-D. H-E-R-D.
Okay, Shepherd Road.
Starfield, Mississippi.
What city?
Starfield, S-T-A-R-K-V-I-L-L-E.
Starkville, Mississippi?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
39759.
Is this a house or apartment?
Mobile home.
Mobile home. Is this like a unit or space?
Uh-huh.
Is there a space number attached to that or a unit number?
Uh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh,
okay.
No.
So the address is just 51 Shepherd Road, Starkville, Mississippi, 39759?
Uh-huh.
Got it. Shepherd Road. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor was Annie Cooper.
Okay. First name is Annie?
Mm-hmm. The one that diagnosed
the meningioma.
The doctor.
Yeah. Dr. Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I see.
Okay. No, that's okay. But it was Dr. Cooper, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then where was he at? What hospital or what clinic?
Starford Clinic for Women.
What was it called?
Starford Clinic for Women.
Star Clinic?
Starfield. Clinic for Women. The doctor that diagnosed me with the meningitis was Karen Plucky.
Okay, who was the doctor that diagnosed you? Karen?
Karen Plucky. Pluck. Plunkett.
Okay, so Karen is K-A-R-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
last name is P-L-U, and then I didn't get the rest.
P-L-U-N-K-E-T-T.
Plunkett?
Plunkett.
Mm-hmm. Okay. P-L-U-N-K-E-T?
T.
Two T's?
Uh-huh.
Okay. P-L-U-N-K-E-T-T. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm having a hard time finding the hospital or the clinic. You said Starfield?
This is in Grenada. Mississippi Medical Center, Grenada.
Okay, what's it called?
Grenada, Mississippi Medical Center.
Grenada, Mississippi Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Grenada, Mississippi Medical. Okay, let me see. Is it the University of Mississippi Medical Center, Grenada?
Grenada.
Oh, it is in the University of Mississippi, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. University, Mississippi Medical Center. Let me know if this address sounds correct. I have 960 JK Avent Drive, Grenada, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. And then the phone number that I have for that hospital is 662-227-7000. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis, Jennifer, or no?
And this right here.
So meningioma is not cancer. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you for meningioma? If not, I could just put Dr. Karen Plunkett.
That treated me was a name was.
If you don't remember, it's okay.
I don't remember.
Don't remember?
I'm trying to think.
If not, it's okay. As long as we have the name of one doctor, we can still be able to assist you.
You said the doctor that treated it?
The doctor that treated you for the meningioma. But if you don't remember, it's okay, because we already have one doctor.
Is Dennis Mark in the sink, or Dennis Mark in the
sink? Was this...
Man, Dr. Dennis.
Was
Dr.
this...
Dennis?
Dennis?
Uh-huh.
Dennis, last name?
Markin.
M-A-R-K-I-N?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Oh, Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dr. Dennis Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. Was he also at the University of Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Dennis, his first name is D-E-N-N-I-S?
Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. Was Dr. Dennis Morgan the one that also prescribed you your medication?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, let me see here. Let me see. We're almost done here. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I have the sign.
You do have them? You do have a copy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said you do. Now, would you be able to provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Mail?
Okay. And then for this final part, we do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want me to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that lives with me.
Someone that lives with you? Who do you want to put?
My friend.
Your friend?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what's his or her name?
Wallace,
Wallace.
Uh-huh.
Okay, last name?
Phillips.
Okay, same last name as yours, Phillips?
Uh-huh.
Got it. And then what's his phone number?
662-769-4073.
Okay, so his phone number is 662-769-4073?
Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay. Do you happen to know his email? If not, I can just put down yours.
Put mine.
Okay, that's okay. Let me get your email here and paste it on there. And then you said that you said he does live with you, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me copy and paste the address as well. 51 Shepherd Road, Starkville, Mississippi. Okay. Now, let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you. We're almost done here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. All right. Let me see. Let me go to drafts. Okay. Let me see. All right. Let me see. We're almost done here. Okay, so you're, for your name on here, I have it as Jennifer Lynn Phillips, spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, address, I have it as 51 Shepherd Road, Starkville, Mississippi, 39759.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your phone number is 662-769-1423.
Yes.
Okay, and then email I have it is jphillips77756@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, your date of birth I have it as 10/16/1973.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then your social, I have it as 428-27-7775.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me see here. All right, we're almost in here. All right, if you want to now, go ahead and put me on speaker. I sent you these files both via email and text. Open up whichever mm-hmm. one is easier for you.
Okay.
Now let me know when you receive it. You'll get like a.
It said, "Do you agree to receive this
Yep. Yep. Go ahead and agree to that. Okay. You're gonna see a big yellow button that says "Start." That's when
okay.
you. And then be on the lookout. There's a box that tells you to draw your signature. And then there's another box that tells you to draw your initials. So be aware of that, okay?
Okay. So please sign.
Yep.
So I sign.
Yes.
How? With my hand? Or?
Yeah, with your finger.
Do I supposed to see anything?
I believe you should. If you sign it with your finger, it should let you. I think you have to click on the box first and then be able to.
Oh, okay. Feeling me. I click. Yeah, I agree. Okay, it's probably the fan, right? Okay, there we go. Oh, I can't see. So I missed the yellow one. Okay.
And then.
Okay.
And then be aware there's a box that tells you to draw your initials, okay? If you run into any questions or you're confused, let me know, okay? I can try to walk you through it.
Okay. Okay.
And then...
Then what I do?
Okay, then you finished it, right? There was a big yellow button that said finish. Okay, let me see. Let me just review it now with you. Make sure you signed everything correctly. Okay, I see your signature there. See another signature. I see your initials. JLP. Okay. Okay, everything is done. Perfect. Now, what I'm going to do here is send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They are going to try to call you in the next 3 to 4 days. So it is very important that you are able to pick up that phone call, because they cannot start on this process until they verify this information with you personally. Okay. I would say give it 3 to 4 days for that call. If not the longest, wait 7 days. I will also text you my personal work number, so you can call me or text me if you have any questions or concerns, or if it's been over 7 days and you haven't heard anything from them, you could give me a, you can shoot me a text or a call and I can see what's going on. I will also text you their number so you can reach out to them if it's been a little bit over a week, okay? Got it. Okay. Well, Jennifer, I appreciate your time. Be on the lookout for that call that you should receive in the next 3 to 4 days. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.